begin by settling the body in its natural state of relaxed ease and stillness. Your experience of the body in this natural state will be non-conceptual. So simply have a direct, unmediated experience of the body by way of tactile sensations. Releasing tension, releasing constriction, and settling into an existential ease. So that you can experience what Shantideva is describing, surrendering everything at once, there is nirvana. And settle the speech in its natural state. Again, non-conceptual silence. And settle the mind in its natural state. This is the natural state that can only be discovered in the present, not as a memory of the previous moment, not by anticipating the next moment, but resting in this gap. The immediate, unstructured freshness without contriving, without rejecting, without engaging. This present without any reference points of before and after. And rest in this stillness. Sustaining this moment-to-moment presence is meditation. And as you rest in this stillness, at some point, the appearance of stillness will be replaced by the appearance of movement, a thought, a memory, any mental appearance. We don't need to get rid of the thought, simply to recognize its nature. So when the mind in stillness becomes the mind in movement, the Mahasiddhamaitripa says, steadily and non-conceptually observe their nature, these thoughts. Observe their nature. Do these thoughts have any substantial characteristics? Just as you inquired with the mind in stillness, does the mind in movement have substantial characteristics? Does it have a shape, your thoughts? Do these thoughts have a color? Do they have a location? Where do they come from? Where are they present? This thought that can seem to dominate my mind, where is it? And where does it go when it dissolves? When you look for substantial characteristics, do you find anything at all indicating that this mind in movement is a substantial entity? If it is, you know it by way of its characteristics. Can you find any of those? Now rest your mind in the stillness of shamatha, the absence of thought, without movement, non-conceptual, the fresh, momentary, unstructured present. And then simply be aware of movement when it arises. The mind of stillness becomes the mind of movement. And as you are watching both the mind of stillness and the mind of movement, as they arise, as they're present, can you observe whether they are the same or they are different? Or how they are the same and how they are the different? You can certainly observe the difference between stillness and movement. When there is stillness, there are no appearances. The mind in movement is appearance, is thought. One is an absence of thought, the other is thought. Those are not the same. The appearance is different. But if we can't find any substantial characteristics for either the mind in stillness or the mind in movement, how would we even know if they're the same or different in their nature? So as you are looking first at the difference in the appearance of stillness and movement, are they simultaneously present? Or do they alternate? When one is present, the other is not, as an appearance. And if they are different, what kind of relationship do these different things have? Is it like a chariot and the earth, meaning that one is supported by the other? Does stillness support movement? Or is stillness like space, and movement arises within space? Or to inquire about how these are the same, have a fundamentally similar or the same nature. As we are looking at stillness and movement, does one turn into the other? Like turning iron into gold. And then it turns back again, the gold turns into iron. Does stillness become movement, and then movement becomes stillness? Or do they start out different, and then as you pour one into the other, like milk being poured into water, is that when they become the same? Or when you observe stillness and movement, do they appear in alteration so that when there is stillness, there is no movement, but they are nevertheless the same nature, like water and waves? And if you discover that they have the same nature of non-dual luminosity and emptiness, the mind in movement and the mind in stillness, what does that mean? Do thoughts only become this non-dual luminosity and emptiness only after they are recognized, only when you examine their nature? Or is the thought real and substantial while it's present and only become this non-dual or this non-dual luminosity and emptiness when it dissolves back into the space of the mind? Can you find any characteristics at all of a substantial entity that is the mind in movement, thought? Or are you left in the way that you were with the mind in stillness? Finding something that is beyond existence and non-existence. Does the nature of mind change at all as the mind of stillness becomes a mind of movement? Or is it only luminous emptiness?